Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Little plug ahead, we'll be at the Omni tomorrow. Probably we'll schedule Chris Landry if he's got the time. We'll move him to tomorrow. We've had phone issues this morning. It's a phone company thing. And they're coming out, but it'll be later this morning. So we weren't able to get Chris in. And what'd you say, Charlie? And anyways, so if you're trying to call in this morning, you won't be able to get through. We'll make it up to you probably tomorrow. We'll get that done. But Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will try and move, locate him tomorrow. And then Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com. will be with us in hour number three. Speaking of Danny Sheridan, I saw this actually on Facebook. It's probably on Twitter, too. These are his Heisman Trophy odds. Now, I'm going to read this off to you, and you, if you're on Twitter, tell me what's odd about these odds. He's got Trevor Lawrence and Tua at 4-1. Jalen Hurts at 8-1. Justin Fields at 8-1. Adrian Martinez at 12-1. And Jake Fromm at 15-1. Sam Ehlinger 15-1. Now let me stop right there. What was odd about that? Trevor Lawrence, Tua, 4-1. Jalen Hurts, 8-1. Justin Fields, 8-1. Jake Fromm, 15-1. Danny Sheridan. So here's what Danny is saying, I guess. The guy that transferred from Georgia to go to Ohio State, who could not get on the field to replace Jake Fromm, is considered more likely as the Heisman winner than the guy he couldn't beat out. Now, this is not to suggest Justin Fields isn't a good player. I think he's going to be really good. But isn't that kind of interesting? Now, this might not be the right comparison, but think about this. At the University of Florida, one of the all-time G words in college for the Gators, great, Tim Tebow, was part of two national championships, and the 09 team was good enough to win it. Turns out there was a better quarterback there in Cam Newton, right? Tebow won the Heisman. There was a guy there, well, he turned out better. Maybe in the moment he wasn't better. Yeah, he probably wasn't better in the moment. Turned out to be a better prospect at quarterback than Tebow. So I guess you could say just because Fields wasn't able to beat him out doesn't mean he won't be better than him. You could spin it that way. But that list is interesting. Josh up in London, Ohio. Josh says, Chris Carter never had track speed either, but he was an impeccable route runner. Let me give you, I probably can't speak for all Buckeyes, but I can tell you, some of the Buckeye players I know from that era, and some Buckeye fans that I know, say that Chris Carter in real life is maybe the biggest jerk ever. I mean, if you approach him to shake his hand or say, could I have an autograph, you are not met nicely. Said he is rude and arrogant as all get out. He is a star that acts like he's a star. Now, I don't know if that's everybody's experience, but I've heard that. This is years ago. People would tell, and these are Buckeye fans who obsess over the Buckeyes. They love the Buckeyes like nothing else. I think one of these guys went to high school with him. Was telling me this too. Just saying. Hawkeye Jason this morning says, Bill, the solution for the SEC, he calls it SEC-SPN, is more SEC palm waving. SEC on CBS contract is up in 23. CBS only pays $55 million a year. ESPN pays $110 million for one Monday night football game. Yeah, the SEC is basically being stolen from with that CBS agreement. And I can promise you that number is going to be significantly different. Matter of fact, they may try and get that renegotiated before it's up in 23. I'm sure they're working on it right now. If I'm them, I'm saber-rattling. This is about the money. And that is being stolen from at the highest of levels. Oh, Jason, I can promise you that is being talked about every day. The SEC is behind the Big Ten right now in revenue reports, and it's about $100 million difference. Big Ten revenue is $759 million. SEC is $660. That's right at $100 million. And that CBS deal is the one you circle and you say, theft. You're reaching in our pockets and you're pulling money out. Yeah, that's got to be redone. If you're the SEC, you got to get that redone, and they will. I can tell you. West Coast Sooner this morning, out in Lala, out in Cali. I assume West Coast Sooner's okay after those earthquakes because he's tweeting this morning. Says, Bill, do you think Sparty starts making a run at the playoff again for D'Antonio, or is their run over for good? Well, quite a few people are saying Sparty will rebound this year. They've got a lot of players back. A stud defensive line, healthy quarterback. Brian Lewerke, they also have that Rocky Lombardi kid as a freshman who played well a year ago. Some are predicting big things. Now, let me give you Sparty. Sparty, even when they're really good, they're never good enough to win it all. There's a lot of teams. So is Wisconsin. A lot of teams like that. In the case when they're really, really good, it's not good. Notre Dame's like that. Notre Dame twice has been 12-0. Got to the playoffs, didn't make it to halftime, basically. So, but yeah, Sparty, and if you look at the East right now, a lot of people are picking Michigan, but is this the year that maybe some teams beat each other up in the Big Ten East and Sparty comes out the other side as the team? I don't know if I'll take it that far. Round Man points out this tweet. There are 12 candidates for major NCAA investigations right now. NC State just got a letter. Kansas, Louisville, Auburn, Arizona, Southern Cal, Oklahoma State, South Carolina, Clemson, Creighton, TCU, LSU. Yeah, NC State, the news hit yesterday about them. The Wolfpack. Just Business says, Bill, I love the way you say Phil Tinfoil. Cracks me up every time. Who is the big Mississippi State fan? He hasn't checked in with us in a while. Bo down there, I believe, in Mississippi. He's the one that came up with that name. I wish that was my original thought, but I've got to attribute it properly. Big Mississippi State fan. Jeff says, one of the biggest wastes of talent. Wasted 2 of 3 years at Tennessee. Wasted every year in the pros except for two so he could get paid. He's talking about Albert Haynesworth. Yeah, if you missed the news, some sad news about Big Albert. Albert is in the hospital, I believe at Vanderbilt, and he's very ill. He needs a kidney transplant. He is not doing well. And he actually, on social media, sent a message out, I need help. And he put out a number people can call, too. I retweeted it. But Big Albert, and it's like I mentioned, I saw Albert a lot this last year because his kid transferred to the same high school where I had kids, and I'd see him at basketball games. His kid was a really good basketball player. He actually transferred right after football season to play basketball at this other school. And what you have to do, which is kind of it's really weird, but what you have to do is relocate. If you relocate to that district, you can do it. And so Dad's got plenty of money. They relocated, and he was playing at that new high school, Franklin. Just Business says, Bill, if you had to bet, which would you take? Number one, Justin Fields, Heisman winner, or number two, Justin Fields flops? Boy, I don't think he's going to flop. I think it's going to take some time. I think maybe early on, Buckeye fans are going to get a little fidgety because what was the stat that Rusty Manziel threw at us, including high school? He's got, what was the number? Something like 15 starts to his name. He's a very raw but very talented player. What I'm saying is he's going to grow into that job, and I think he's going to be really good. In the beginning, it might be a little up and down. Buckeye fans might not be so satisfied early. It's not going to be, and I'm not comparing him to Dwayne Haskins. He's more, I think his upside's probably better. But he's a better athlete than Dwayne Haskins overall, for sure. Bigger, a little bit bigger than Dwayne Haskins, and I think he's not as accurate, but he hasn't had time to be. But he's got a big-time arm. I'm just saying he's more raw. Yeah, you dog fans or whoever, if you remember Rusty last time, how many starts, or I'll send Rusty a message here, but it wasn't many. It was a startling low number for him. Josh says, Bill, the Big Ten East from top to bottom is stronger than the West. Well, let's do that. If you go one versus one, Alabama wins. Are you going to go with last year's standings? Whoever we want, let's go Alabama 1, Ohio State 1. Or you go Michigan. Neither one of those teams would beat Alabama, and I don't think it'd be close. Not right now. Number two, who are you going to put in the two slot in the SEC West? It would be, who would you put there? Would you put LSU? Would you put A&M? Would you put Auburn? I wouldn't put Auburn. Not in the two slot. I'll tell you what, let's put A&M beat LSU last year. I'm going to use that as the tiebreaker, whether that's fair or not. A&M in the two slot against, let's say, Michigan. I think that would be a hell of a game. Three slot, LSU versus Michigan State. LSU's got the better players. Would they get out-coached? Maybe. Four-slot game, I'd go Penn State against Auburn. Boy, those are tough games. The only clear winner in those first four games is Alabama. Michigan and the Buckeyes would not beat Alabama. They're not ready for that. I'm not saying they can't build up to be that team. Buckeyes could easily beat them in 14. But they're not there in their current form. Not that level. Now, we always know, again, we always know the Buckeyes are capable of that. Because they've proven it. But not where they're sitting currently. You don't get to lose to Iowa and Purdue in routes and say you're on Bama's same level right now. You just can't. That cannot be allowed. Let's get the first break here in hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.
That wreck on Haywood Lane, still blocking quite a bit of 24 westbound in Bakertown, and an earlier wreck on Jefferson Street at the I-40 East entrance ramp has caused injuries to at least one passenger. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With Traffic Master, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
And now, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding everyone to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, serving our area with pride for 6 years. For the best in residential and light commercial HVAC, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is a name you can trust. For installs, repairs, and much more, they kept you warm all winter. Now let them keep you cool all summer. Call Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling today, 615-339-4699. Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, they're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Justin Haley took home the win in the Cup Series. Yeah, you heard me right, from Daytona. Up next is Kentucky, Under the Lights, Saturday night. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burton, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 92. Cloudy overnight with your low at 72. A chance of showers on Friday, then partly sunny, your high at 89. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori. I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow. We'll be there. I was given a note. I'm not going to say anything until next week, but I was handed a note about an hour ago that somebody very influential is in town. High levels. And I'll just leave it at that. I know that's a tease. I can't go any further. I'll let you know on Monday when the dust is cleared. I can't say anything until then. But it does relate to the show, to topics on the show. It's not something, well, some some Russian dignitary, Slava's got some Russian friends in town. No, that's not what I mean. It's not the Cosby Cattleman either. It's I know this sounds weird, but it's more important. Peter points this out. Peter, big Syracuse fan, came to Commitmas, lives in St. Louis now. And he points out a tweet from Mike Waters. It says, Syracuse's home football opener is versus Clemson, and their basketball season starts at home versus Virginia. The question is, has any school ever faced the national champions in football and basketball in their home opener? That's a really good one. Mike Waters, Peter, lived here. Now, he's from up there, but he moved here, and he worked for the Nashville Banner. And Mike Waters' job was the Nashville Sounds baseball team. I got to know him back then. This is late 80s. Mike Waters' best friend at the time was Buster Olney, star at ESPN for all these years, baseball guy. Buster, who is from up there around New Hampshire, Vermont, somewhere up there, went to Vanderbilt and stayed here, was hired by the Nashville Banner, too, before he started. Think he left here, got hired by the San Diego Union, might have worked at the Washington Post, ended up at the New York Times, and then, of course, has been at ESPN for a long time. Yeah, Mike was here, and I'd say he was here 5 or so years, maybe longer. Mike Waters. Now with the Post Standard in Syracuse? Believe so. Nathan, a big Michigan fan, says Bill Tamu, Texas A&M, and the two spot without a proven quarterback. He says Kellen Mond is okay, but not proven by any stretch. I would bet LSU in the two spot. Well, Kellen Mond had a really good year last year. They expect this guy to be big time. Now, Joe Burrow also had a hell of a year. Joe Burrow literally saved LSU's football program by transferring there. They look settled on offense for the first time in God knows when. And that is Joe Burrow. I'll give Steve Ensminger some credit too. But that is Joe Burrow settling it all down. So in that two slot... In that two-slot game, I tell you what, I'm going to stay with Ohio State in the one slot just because, I mean, come on. I can't make the leap with Michigan until they prove me. They've got to show it to me. So I'm going Ohio State versus Alabama, the one-slot game. Big Ten's not beating Alabama. I don't care who you throw at them. Not today. Not this season. Michigan in the two-slot against A&M. That is a really good game. A&M has assembled a lot of talent. A&M is about to bring in Hollywood Demus. Now, that's for the next season, who is a big-time five-star talent at wide receiver, who will play immediately, and they are trending right now with Zach Evans. It's them and Bama, but there's a lot of folks who think proximity is going to win out there. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know the outcome there. I'm just telling you, what looked to be all Bama weeks ago doesn't appear to be just all Bama now. They're involved, but A&M is making a hell of a run. A&M is a team that every day is showing they're on the rise. Now, what does that have to do with their play at Michigan this year? It's still a team with a lot of talent. They're not Alabama, though. They're not Clemson. But I think that Michigan game would be a really good game. Boy, that'd be fun. Kellen Mond versus Shea Patterson. So that's the two-slot game. Three-slot game, I got Sparty versus LSU. Now, who would win there? Head coach on head coach? D'Antonio, obviously. But LSU's defensive coordinator is as well thought of as any out there. And LSU's got, LSU recruits better than Michigan State does. Sparty's got a lot of people back. And then in the four-slot game, you would have Auburn and Penn State. I'm telling you, man, that Josh brings up something interesting. SEC East or SEC West versus Big Ten East. Because other than the one-slot game, I fight myself over who'd win those other games. Maybe in your mind out there, you have a clear look at it. Two through four right there, I'm battling. The only sure thing is the one game. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, if we take Brad's power ratings, then the SEC West is better. If you add up all the numbers, the power rated numbers that Brad has assigned these teams, it would total 588.20 for the SEC West. For the Big Ten East, it'd be 550.31. Here is what separates. So that's Alabama. Alabama's power rating is 99.78, the top. Michigan would be the top power-rated team right now, according to Brad, and that's 89.72. There's a 10-point difference there. That's what see, that buttress is what I was telling you. The one slot, to me, is obvious. After that, you can have some heated debates. That's pretty good. Yep. Anyways, bottom of the hour break. We need to get that right here. Good stuff. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Murfreesboro Pike slowing eastbound at Arlington and toward a wreck with injuries at Foster Avenue. Lebanon Pike slammed between Stones River and OHB and again from Dispain to McGavick. I-40 slow westbound from Briley to Spence Lane. Ellington Parkway South is slowing just past Cleveland. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-3. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is from Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services, our full-service construction and environmental company. They do everything, folks, interior or exterior, from the foundation to the roof. No job is too big or too small. Give them a call at 615-541-3996. That's 615-541-3996. Again, that's Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans and going the extra mile for our customers.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there, and he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Come on down and see us tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel, right outside of Bongo Java. I know Soul Street Coffee will be there. Jeff 2's going to drop on in. We're going to have a good time. We'll be there from 6 until 9. Not in our typical location, which is Kitchen Notes. We'll be over by Bongo Java. So come check it out. Couple things here. Let's get back to Twitter. Nick says, Bill, I totally disagree with Josh up in London, Ohio. The Big Ten East has three garbage teams, Rutgers, IU, and Maryland. SEC West only has Arkansas. SEC West is way deeper, not even close. I think one through seven, it's deeper. Probably. Tell you what, Ole Miss worries me. Because they don't play a lick of defense, and I don't think that's changing. Mike McIntyre does not have a magic wand. I'm worried about them. And if something were to go down there, they're going to have to make a coaching change. Now, we'll see what happens. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm worried about the Rebels. I am. Very much worried about them. Alan from Tampa says, hey, Bill, if Willie loses the Boise game, how long before Kendall Briles takes the job as the interim? Well, let me go to Karen as in Karen Key Largo by way of the Woodlands. Karen swears that Florida State got Briles as a cheap way to hand the job off if they have to run Willie Taggart. Because they're going to owe Willie a lot of money, and Florida State does not have a lot of money. And they're going to need somebody that they think is a good up-and-comer coach that they don't have to break the bank for. And it's all kind of, now this is some conspiracy stuff. It's all lined up that way. Because if Florida State has to pay him off, they don't have the resources. And they're not going to be able to go out. They're not going to be able to run Willie off, pay him all that money, and then go get another guy who's going to demand a bunch of money. You keep it in-house. You brought in Briles. He's the offensive brain trust anyways. And you let him dig out. And you don't pay him a lot of money compared to what the others make. You don't pay him the going rate for a high-level D1 football coach. Because you can't. You get him on the cheap, and you've got him lined up when and if Willie fails, which most people think he probably will fail. That's today's conspiracy. That's Karen. I am taking these words from Karen. Those are not my original thoughts. She might be right. I tell you what, it might anger a lot of you. She's been right pretty much this whole way about this transition. Jeff, too, says, Bill, since we've been talking Florida some this morning, I'll mention it because it amazes me every time I think about it. He says, in 07, on that same campus, at the same time in Gainesville, you had Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Aaron Hernandez, and Ryan Lochte. Now, Lochte is the famous swimmer who's got all the medals. And he also got in trouble down in, what was it, Rio? They said he faked a burglary attempt, meaning he and a couple of buddies got jumped, got robbed, and the police are saying that that never happened. Was there something else? I know he got suspended for some doping, too. But, of course, Aaron Hernandez, that speaks for itself. Yeah, Tim Tebow and Cam Newton. Wow. How about this? I'll say it again. Turns out Cam Newton was a much better quarterback. Maybe not at that time, no. But ultimately, high end, much better quarterback. What if you would have told Florida fans back in 06, well, he came in as a freshman backup to Chris Leak in 06, but 07 and 08 and 09, but right in there, hey, there's a better quarterback. Well, after 07, there's a better quarterback than Tim Tebow here right now. What if you would have told people that? Folks, I'm not kidding. I know you think Tebow is great. And he is. We've got a guy who will be better. He's right here. You just said you're crazy. It's not possible. Flip says, Bill, LSU versus Sparty would be a bloodbath. Let's think about this. Alabama and the Buckeyes. Bama wins. Buckeyes are good. They're not ready for that game. Not yet. Two-slot game, A&M versus Michigan. That'd be a bloody game, too. That's a physical game. Three-slot game, LSU, Sparty. Four-slot, Penn State, Auburn. I think you're right, though. The most physical, we're in a phone booth fighting and nobody can escape. That'd be the three-slot game. You talking about man-on-man and a pretty equal battle going on there on the line of scrimmage in that three-slot game. Flip, point validated. That's tough guy football. Josh says, Bill, can Herschel Walker fund the wall for Jeff and the Burrow? I don't know what Herschel's finances are like. I would think they're pretty good. Herschel Walker, did he ever make crazy money, though? He started off in the USFL. Then he ended up with Cowboys and Vikings, wasn't it? Did he ever make crazy, crazy money? I know he made really good money, but I'm talking about lifetime to where generations behind you are now taken care of. That kind of money. I don't think he did. He made better than all of us schmucks do. Yeah, obviously. But I'm talking about wild money, where if Bill called me and said, I need money for the wall, he could just say, well, here, it's in my pocket. That kind of money. I also saw a stat yesterday, and I did not check it. So put this in the category of, is this really true? I know it's likely. I don't know if the percentage. You've heard me talk. Pro athletes, particularly the NFL guys, are terrible with money. None of them end up, well, most of them end up with not much money. They're terrible with it. But I saw a stat, and maybe this is a little bit too big of a broad brush, but it was something like 80% of pro athletes. Now, again, this doesn't mention a sport. It says pro athletes. That's it. It's a very vague description. 80% of pro athletes are broke 5 years after their last season. You think that's right? I think that's football. It's really bad. It's really bad. NFL. The other thing is athletes, when they start making the money, they can't grasp income that you're making. All right, you're getting paid. You're bringing in really good money, right? Versus passive income. So they're taking the money that they're getting. It's their money. Their right to do whatever they want. It's their money. But they're buying a whole lot of stuff to impress. And it's coming out of the money that they're making. It's not passive. It's for example, if they'd taken that money, saved it, and invested it, and did really, really well, based on that investment money, they're buying their material things that they want, that we all like. That's the way to do it. But see, that's not the way they do it. They take the money that's coming in and they butcher it with a lot of things to make a lot of people, including themselves, happy. And again, that's their right. But it ends up down the road, once that dries up, just a bunch of material wealth that's deteriorated. All these toys now don't mean as much. They're not updated. We need to sell them. They're not worth what they were. I had Bubba Miller told me. He was telling me, this is back when he was at Philadelphia. He had a teammate, maybe a couple, that because in the NFL, you get paid during the season. It's after each week or after each game. And then if it's postseason, that's separate. That's totally separate money. But your contract, you make that money during the 18 games that you play. Whatever it is, right? That's it. The rest of the year, there's nothing coming in. Now think about that. So you've got how many other weeks? 34 weeks, whatever it is, where you're not getting paid. Now you made all that money during that stretch, but they don't allocate it like that. He said that he had a guy come to him, this random example, and say, can I park my car in your garage? Because I don't want the repo guy coming and getting my car, and they know where I'm at. NFL athlete, NFL player, making NFL money. It's notoriously terrible. So, but Josh, back to you. I don't know if Herschel made crazy money. Now the NBA guys, other than Allen Iverson, there's a few other stories. They make so much more. I don't even think they can blow it to make so much. I mean, they make crazy money. You can do dumb things and still have a lot of money with their money. Oh my God. The football guys gotta be the worst, though. Jeff 2 says, here's a report, says his net worth is about $12 million. That's good. That's not even close to crazy money, but that's good. He's just a little old, close to single-digit millionaire. You that kind of money you can't throw up in the air and laugh at. You got to be careful. All right, one more break. We'll be at the Omni tomorrow, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck with injuries on Murfreesboro Pike. That's slowing Murfreesboro Pike eastbound. Lebanon Pike is slammed. I-40 still recovering from a wreck westbound between Briley and Spence Lane. Ellington Parkway southbound is slow past Cleveland. And I-65 is slowing southbound across Trinity Lane. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a 4-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble. Each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
Smashville Mechanical is reminding Americans to honor and show support to the troops and veterans who fight and have fought for our country's freedom and American way. This salute is from Smashville Mechanical, Middle Tennessee's full-service mechanical expert backed by over 25 years of experience. For residential or commercial heating, air conditioning, refrigerating, or plumbing, call 615-823-0452. That's 615-823-0452. Smashville Mechanical, they're people who care.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24-7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 92. Cloudy overnight with your low at 72. A chance of showers on Friday, then partly sunny, your high at 89. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Yeah, get up by the Omni tomorrow. Doing the show there. We'll be outside of Bongo Java, right by the incredible Bob's Steakhouse. I'll give you another hint. Somebody really famous is going to be in town over the weekend. Beginning tomorrow, I think, over the weekend. Really famous. Yeah, I know there's lots of famous people in the 615. That's true. But somebody coming in. On Monday, I'll give you the clues you need. I can't go any further than that. Jeff 2 pulls this up. This is from CNBC. And here is their stat. Says 60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years of departing the league. That's higher than I thought. They make such crazy money. 78% of former NFL players experience financial distress 2 years after retirement. I believe that. NFL players have several problems. Number one, they get paid during the season. It's not year-round. And they don't allocate the money. They are too busy buying things for people. And they don't realize that that spigot is going to get cut off. It's very short. And then they've got nowhere to go except a whole bunch of material stuff that they probably didn't pay cash for that they're paying on that they can no longer pay for. Then you get in big fights with everybody because they want their stuff. It's a vicious circle. 60% of NBA players. Wow. That one is, I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, if you told me 50, 40%, something like that, sure. Wow. If you want to buy everybody a bunch of stuff when you get your contract in the NFL, invest it. Tell everybody you're going to have to wait. And then when you're making money on your money and you're using that money to get stuff, then you're smart. But that's not what they do. And the other thing is don't pay for it. They finance it. And they finance all kinds of stuff. And the spigot runs dry and you've got nowhere to go. Except I got to get rid of all this stuff. Jeff 2 says, Bill, looking at Herschel's contracts, he's done a good job if his net worth is $12 million. His two major contracts with the New Jersey Generals, that's Donald Trump's team, 3 years, $5 million. Cowboys, 5 years, $5 million. So he says, Bill, his net worth exceeds his contracts. So he apparently is invested and saved well. If those numbers, and Jeff 2's a numbers guy, Jeff 2 knows his stuff, then I'm skeptical that he's worth $12 million. I don't know that. I'm just saying I'm skeptical. So anyways, Brandon, as in Gator Brandon, says, Bill, I think Demps was faster than the Rocket. Probably as a pure speed guy. Jeff Demps was considered a world-class sprinter, right? Jeff Demps, I believe, out of high school, was the top sprinter in America. That's on up there now. So might be. Might be. I did not get to see Demps field level. I've seen Dion and I've seen the Rocket. And on field level, it puts in perspective how slow everybody else is relative to that moment. It's amazing. Again, if you're up in the stands, you're elevated, that's no different really than TV. You got to be field level. I'll tell you the other thing. If you want to know what the violence is like on the line of scrimmage, you've got to be at field level. And even better, field level where you're looking straight at it. I know that's a tough angle to get because you're talking about the sideline, right? If you want to know what the violence is like in those trenches, you got to be looking straight at it. Straight at it. I'm going to get with Chris later this morning, and we'll get Chris rescheduled. We had phone company issues, and so we weren't able to get any calls. We weren't able to. So if you tried to get in, we apologize. We'll make it up to you. They're supposed to be working on it this morning, which I'm sure they are, the phone company. Chris says, Bill, remind me, Chris Landry, to tell you the story about how an NFL player can really make their money work for them and how it's a shame so many waste it. I've seen it. Chris has seen it up close. I've seen it up close. And I know exactly the reason why. I mean, I could sit there, but yeah, I bet you he can tell you some good stories too. But to me, it's got to be the worst in the NFL. The NFL, and look, these guys, a lot of them make incredible money, but it's not the NBA on average. Or it's not Major League Baseball on average. Probably should be, but it's not. But they don't, once you start getting money you've never had and you're trying to make everybody happy and all the promises you've made, which is great. Do what you want to do, but they don't understand. And I guess they all have agents and money people, but they don't probably listen. Career ends and you're making payments on all these toys, except now nothing's coming in. Nothing's coming in. And now you got to go tell everybody, hey, I gotta liquidate all the toys. And that's big trouble then now. You ever hear the story about Steve Wallace? Played for Auburn, great offensive lineman. Went on to San Francisco many years. Randy Cross even told me this. We were talking about it on our trip together. Steve Wallace gets his money, NFL money, and he buys his parents a bunch of stuff. And it gets to the point where he told them, I'm going to have to stop this. We're going to have to cut back. We're going to have to downsize some stuff. Mom in particular went nuts. I mean, went crazy on him to the point where it broke up the family. And I don't know if it ever got healed or not. I don't know the end of the story, but demanded all these things I need. I mean, he caught holy hell for this, which I've never understood that. Your kid goes out and makes, if one of my kids goes out and becomes a zillionaire, he don't owe me a bunch of money because I helped bring him into the world. No, I mean, I hope he's looking after me when I'm old and sick, but he doesn't owe me a big house or a new nice car just because he came from me, my wife. I've never understood that, but that's the way a lot of people think. Yeah, Randy told me, he said, Bill, that's legit. I mean, it was ugly. I'm going to try and look that story up. But it was really bad. Steve Wallace, he started for Pat Dye as a true freshman on the offensive line. He was that good. Big time player. We will be at the Omni tomorrow, right outside of Bongo Java. If you like Soul Street Coffee, if you like Jeff too, or anybody else, or if you like the Commitments crew, come on by. We'll hang out a little bit. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. At Bill is King. If you need me, you know where to find me today. Omni. Bye.